It is time once again, but also maybe for the first time, for the most important award show of 2024, looking back at all the wonderful things that were and could have been streamed in 2023. You are buckled up and ready for Banter Hardly Knowers annual award show, The Streamies, which will be continue right after this break.
Banter I Hardly Know Her is brought to you by Gold Bond.
Body armor. It's body armor.
Throwback. You know, Wes, I just drank a Prime on the way back.
Oh,
I was playing some disc golf. Drank a Prime. I drank a Prime before I realized it was a Jake Paul thing.
Oh, I didn't even
know. Or Logan Paul, or I don't remember, one of the Pauls.
They're both awful.
They're both annoying. But I drank one before I realized it had to do with him. And let me tell you, they're delicious. They really are.
One of my athletes, I say the other day, this has been like a month ago, but he's a freshman, a sweet, sweet boy. And he comes to practice with a Prime, and he comes up to me as if I should be proud. And he's like, I got my Prime. I'm so ready for this workout. And I'm like, just drink water, dude. Save the Prime for the ride home. Just drink water, please.
Yeah, no, Prime is great. You know, I drank it for the taste, though, not for the hydration.
I don't even know what's in it. I don't even know what's in it. It isn't
They say it's sugar free, but it's probably got all the OSAs.
Well, it's like a body armor, right?
Yeah, kind of. But tastes
and very. If it has OSAs, it's not sugar free. The OSAs are
right,
the sugars.
Right. Of course, that's why. I disclaimed.
Body armors are like seriously not bad for you though. Like they are
nice.
Like nutritional value wise and like protecting your body from extra ingredients. That's as good as a sports drink is going to get as a body armor.
Great.
There's our plug. Please sponsor us. We are all about it all the time.
Yes. Now, Wes, we're doing the Streamies today. I wanted to ask because I realized there may have been some murkiness. What we're talking about is streaming services, correct? Like which streaming services win certain categories?
Yeah, so there's not that many options for winners. It's kind of like, you know, like Indiana, like high school football for like 6A. There's really only like 10 schools that are even an option.
That's what you think, but that's the interesting thing. That as I was doing research for this, so I thought, Wes.
I mean, there's a lot of things. But
I thought of this idea because I'm like, you know what? At this point, I've pretty much tried every streaming service for at least a year or two. And then I did research and realized there's quite a few more streaming services that I've never heard of or tried that I had to include a little bit of in our categories because, you know, I've got to try my best not to exclude them just because I haven't really done my due diligence. You know what I mean?
So would you call NBA League Pass a streaming service?
I wouldn't. I am not including streaming service that are only for live sports in this. I'm not including live TV. I'm not including YouTube TV, not including Sling TV, you know, all those bad boys.
Sure.
So this is sticking to the video on demand streaming services.
Yeah.
Usually they're going to range from $5.99 to $19.99 premium stuff. So
Perry, what are we calling? What do we think our format is? Because to be honest, I'm not sure.
Our format? What do you mean?
Like for today? Like
our format for today? Well,
like I read your notes,
yes,
and it really was ambiguous. Like we still needed to decide.
Yeah, no, we never really decided.
Well, I'm not sure.
In typical Banter I Hardly Know Her fashion,
it wasn't. It, you know, in typical Banter I Hardly Know Her fashion, it meant Wes didn't prepare, but legitimately. I couldn't decide.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's too late to do one of the options. So in a typical Grammys scenario, you would announce the
nominees.
You would announce the category, the nominees, and then someone would go up and announce the winner. We have not talked about who we think the winner should be. We haven't like agreed upon a winner. So we're really going to do, you know, we're going to hash it out like banter,
feels
so
like,
to speak.
Feels
we're
like
banter
a debate about style.
Yeah. And I'm kind of interested to see if we are on the same page about any of these. We don't really need to agree. We can kind of decide our own Streamy Awards, I guess.
Cool.
And we're not going to really have nominees. I mean, the nominees are all the streaming services.
If they exist.
Yeah. So I have runner-ups for all of my categories. It doesn't really matter if you have runner-ups for your categories. But
I guess I just don't matter.
I was just being a little extra, you know. You know how I be.
Yeah, you're a lot.
Also, before we get going, I just want to say, hello, Javon. Sitting there at home in West Lafayette, Indiana. I know you're listening. And I know you're going to listen every single night, because that's what Wes, he's literally been listening to the Christmas episode every night since Christmas.
We're horrible.
I called him on the phone the other day, and he said, when are you guys going to make a new podcast? I've been listening to the same one every day. I got you a million views.
Oh, he should tell his classmates to listen.
Yeah, but you know, Wes, we do say some things sometimes that I wouldn't necessarily be like, okay, 9-year-olds, that's our target audience.
That, Perry, is not our problem. That is the problem of the parents, okay? Our monkey, not our circus.
Yeah.
Okay?
My mom trusts me a little too much, maybe, to allow Javon to listen out. No, I'm just kidding. He can listen all he wants. Just make sure you don't stay up too late, Javon, all right?
Javon, stay up late, eat chocolate, and chug a Coca-Cola before you go to bed.
Oh no! All right, well,
I'm gonna get a phone call for that.
Wes has rules for life. Okay, do you want to start in order? Is there a more exciting way to order this? We don't really best overall, do we?
No, but Perry, the category you have last, I think, should be last, because I think it's the funniest one. I think it's the one we can have the most passion behind.
Okay,
but no,
let's add best overall, and I don't actually know where I'm gonna stand on this, but we'll hash that out.
Okay, we'll do best overall very last then.
Yep. Okay, let's start at the top of the page, which is the best for laughs Streamy. The Streamy for best service for laughs.
So Perry, I'm torn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very torn, and here's why. I'm kind of a, you know, since the beginning, I've been a bit of a Hulu loyalist. I think it doesn't get the love it deserves in a lot of places. And here's why it's on my possibility for, we both typed best for all, and I know it's probably not news page. That's
funny.
My thought for best for laughs, my push for Hulu is that it is chock full of sitcoms. And Wes loves a sitcom. And The Golden Girls is on there. And that's going to get me every time. And I think Full House is too, which also gets me every time. Now, my next thought goes to Max. Mm. Because Max has Friends and The Big Bang Theory, which would probably be in my top five funniest sitcoms for me. It also has, like, I feel like Max has a better choice list for comedy movies rather than Hulu.
Okay.
So I think I would have to say best for laughs for me would be Max.
Wow. Okay. So you're saying based on better comedy movies
and more prominent sitcoms.
More prominent sitcoms like Friends? What else other than Friends?
Friends, Big Bang Theory's on there. I think there is some overlap too. Like Abbott Elementary's on both, and that's a funny one. I can't remember what else off the top of my head is on.
Interesting.
There, yeah, that's where I'm at with that.
Well, Wes, for me, this is, I mean, it's clearly just a matter of what comedies do we like. But for me, this wasn't even close. Like, I have been on this streaming service watching 3 or 4 different sitcoms, kind of shuffling between them, and they're all in the same streaming service for months. And that's Peacock.
Shut up, Perry. Peacock belongs nowhere.
No, Wes, this is the best for laughs because they have The Office, Parks and Rec. I've been rewatching both of those at the same time. Psych, amazing. These are 3 of my top comedies right there. They have Scrubs is a big one. They have Saturday Night Live. They have Jimmy Fallon. You know, some very laughable, popular shows. Yeah, it's just that is where I go to look for laughs. They have Modern Family. They have New Girl.
You can get loaded. All those on other services too.
You probably can, but
I hate Peacock because NBC and Peacock gave the shaft to Purdue basketball fans by putting actually important games only on Peacock, so people that don't have that streaming service can't watch it, and that has me through the roof to this day.
Well, Wes, it's cheap.
Penny it has, dude. Has me. Don't tell me what to do ever again. I hate that Peacock exists.
Oh my goodness!
I think it's,
you're salty. The man is salty. All
you
right,
have no idea.
So Wes no gives idea. His streaming for Best for Laughs to Max. I give mine to Peacock, and I give the runner up to Hulu. They do have a lot of good
comedies. We're
both
on the Hulu vibe.
Yes, Hulu has.
Collectively give it to Hulu as.
I mean, if it was collectively, but we each have our own. We each have our own streamy.
Whatever.
Hulu has Family Guy, right? They have.
Yeah, I think so.
They have
Rick and Morty,
but they get them way later than Max does. Max gets them first. They also Only Murders in the Building.
You know what I'm pretty sure nobody has right now?
What?
That 70s show. And that's a crime.
Oh, well.
I think it's only available on YouTube for rent. And don't even get me started on that yet.
Okay. Well, that was our Best for Laughs streamy. Next, moving on to the streamy for Best for Date Nights. Wesley. This one was actually, I couldn't really decide because I didn't necessarily feel like any of them stood above the rest.
Well, and Perry, I feel like this isn't going to really tell us much about the streaming service. It's more going to tell the audience about ourselves. Because you know what, for me, what I would prefer on a date night, and maybe this is bad, who knows?
Anime?
No, I think that's just meant for me.
Okay.
Perry, if I had to choose a date night streaming service, I am going for Disney Plus.
Okay. I agree. That's great.
That's not
what I picked, but.
Yeah, but like, if it was my personal, I don't know. Maybe that we shouldn't be going so personal.
Yeah, we should. Let's say this is like, when I say best for date nights, I'm meaning like rom-coms or chick flicks.
I want to say something, but you might have to cut it out.
can I pause?
No, because I want to say it. I want to see you laugh.
All right, sure.
Apparently, they invented the phrase Netflix and chill for a reason.
That's true. Yeah, no, you're right.
I don't know who, but
that's okay.
Honest,
that'll go over people's head.
I have not dug into the realm of chick flicks in a while, or rom-coms. So I mean, like, Pretty Woman would be a rom-com, and it's on Max. But I wouldn't.
I think
say
I just watched The Proposal with Brooke recently, and also Bridesmaids, both on Max.
Yep, those are both on Max. So, actually, Max does have a solid amount of rom-coms now that I'm thinking about it. And I currently don't have a Netflix subscription. Oops.
Me neither.
So I don't really know what's there rom-com wise. But I never go to Netflix. Let me take it. I have never gone to Netflix for a rom-com. So I think that takes it out for me.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Wow. Okay.
Like, that's never been my thought when I've gone to Netflix. So,
but also, you haven't dated in a while.
That doesn't matter, Perry. I can still watch a rom-com.
Do you watch rom-coms frequently?
I could. I
but
just
do
said
you?
I haven't in a while. I just said
right.
that I haven't
so,
watched
so
a rom-com.
This also doesn't mean that you are not going to Netflix for... You're not going to anything for rom-coms right now.
You didn't listen to what I said. I said I... Even when I did, who the heck cares, go for a rom-com, Netflix was not where I ran to.
Interesting.
I would be more likely to... I just ran. I ran so far away. I would have chosen to run to Max, I think.
Interesting.
But for me, it's Disney Plus because I want Tangled or Frozen or... Wally. Oh, no, I hate Wally. Why did I say that?
Yeah, why'd you say that?
Anyway, that's what I would go for.
It sounds like you're going to be in a hard position when I don't renew our Max in a couple months. I wasn't planning on renewing it, to be honest.
Why?
Well, I mean, if you guys really want me to, we could talk about it. But I wasn't planning on it, because we now have YouTube TV as well, so that kind of, we kind of, you know, we don't want to spend overly, because we have Disney Plus and Hulu through my parents, we have Peacock through my parents, Paramount Plus through her parents, so it's like, do we need to pay for Max? I don't know. Anyway, I said Netflix, Wes. The streaming for me, for best date nights or best chick flicks, whatever you want to say, goes to Netflix for me. And that's, I think, just because of library. I think it's just its biggest, most expansive. And so I think I went quantity on this one. But I said my honorable mention could go to any of them, because I really think all of them have pretty much the same level. And if you know me, I mean, I like a funny rom-com every once in a while, but it's not the genre I typically go to.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're looking at, what did you go with? Disney Plus or Max?
Disney Plus.
Okay, Disney Plus. Wow. Best for
dinner. Like I said,
that's for our wholesome date nights.
Well,
you know?
I also just feel like it just, you know, like I said, it just puts us more to like, what's your type? And rather than...
Yeah. You're talking about like a princess type of chick flick.
Well, and if you don't like Disney, out. Like, red flag.
Yeah, huge. Huge. You're probably, I don't know, not worth the time. All right, moving on to best for film snobs. I think I'm going to surprise you with my answer for this one, Wes, because it's a very film snobby answer.
Oh, God. So, Perry, I don't really know, because I wouldn't qualify myself as a film snob, nor do I really enjoy people that would identify as film snobs. And when I say film snob, okay, we're going to talk about indie films later, but like, when people talk about like the indie films, like, it was just so good, and there were so many underlying things that you represented, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and all that stuff makes me want to throw up. I don't go to them very often, but here's my thought. I feel like Netflix is, I don't want to say the only streaming service, but the streaming service that has made the most conscious effort to make a quality movie on their own. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, the Netflix originals. Yes.
I feel like of the streaming services, they're the ones that have...
Apple TV Plus? Well, they do that more with series, I guess.
Yeah. So, like, I look back and you look at... So, like, Netflix had Marriage Story. They had Bird Box. There's, a third one that's going in my brain, and I'm totally blanking on what it was.
Roma was another kind of Academy Award nominee.
So, like, they had all those, and those were, like, kind of Oscar babies. But I wouldn't qualify them as indie films either. So, because Netflix made that push for those, to me, I would have to say they're my best for film snobs.
Mm. They also had I Lost My Body, which was a animated Academy Oscar baby from France a few years back. Anyway, that's not a bad answer, Wes. I totally get that.
Yeah, it's not a hot take.
It's not the correct answer, though.
Okay.
I give the Streamy for best service for film snobs to the Criterion Channel.
I don't even know what that is.
I didn't either until I was looking up different streaming services I didn't know. The Criterion Channel. Does that not sound like the snobbiest thing ever? Like, you don't even know what it's $11 a month. And it's pretty much like they curate different... How does it even work? I don't even know. It looks like they have curated collections of different films. Indie films, a lot of indie films, but Oscar babies and foreign films and just... For people who think that they know more than everyone else about film. That's, you know, for people who drowned when it rains because they have their nose stuck so high in the air. Mm-hmm. Those types of film lovers. It just feels like this is meant for them. And the fact that I never heard of it tells a lot about me. The Criterion Channel, I feel like, is probably the correct answer here.
Well, it sounds stupid.
Yeah. So that's what I have. Runner up, I have Max. I just, for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they put a lot of current things on. Really quick.
I don't have a lot of examples for this, but I have the perception that Max tries to position itself as this more sophisticated catalog of films and whatever. So anyway, that's what I've got for best for film snobs.
Incredible.
Okay. And we move on to an interesting category indeed. It's nothing to do with the quality of films, really. It's best bang for the buck.
It is. So, Perry, okay, I guess I need a clarifying thing here.
Yeah, and I think I'm not necessarily going for the freebies here.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I was like, I have one in my mind, but it's free. That's why.
Yeah, I'm not really thinking of... I'm thinking of kind of the bigger ones, the pay-fors. Not really thinking of Tubi, Freebie, and whatever the other one is.
Oh, well, Perry, I know a service... There's a service that I'm thinking of that you can subscribe to, but you can also get for free.
Oh, what's that?
Crunchyroll.
Ah, yes. There's not much on Crunchyroll for free, though, is there?
Yeah, it's just with ads.
Wait, what?
You can watch a ton of stuff. It just has ads.
Maybe
it's just the animes I wanted to watch, for all I know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I couldn't watch Spy Family when I wanted to.
But that's on Hulu, so why would you need to...
Wait, Spy Family's on Hulu?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Well, I got the 14-day free trial and binged it when I needed to.
Of course you did.
Thankfully, okay. It's coming to theaters, the second season. Anyway, go ahead.
Perry, okay, so here's my next issue. There's not a single streaming service that I currently have that I pay the full price for.
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
Indeed. Because, like, I... Like, my Max, my Hulu... Well, my Hulu, I just... mooch, and then my Max and my Disney Plus are split. So
yeah, do you even know what the prices of these are?
Sometimes.
okay,
here's what I'm gonna say, and this could be a hot take, but I'm gonna say it. Okay. I think the best bang for your buck is Hulu with ads.
Okay.
Because it's only like $5 a month, isn't it?
You
can get it with ads.
Well, there's the bundle that's $9.99 a month with ads and Disney Plus. So Hulu plus Disney Plus with ads for $9.99 a month seems like a pretty good deal. But the basic just Hulu starts at $7.99 a month now.
With ads or no
with
ads.
With ads, yeah. So just for $2 more, you add Disney Plus. That seems like a pretty good deal.
Well, and Perry, there's multiple other services that also now offer like a with ads option. But you know who did it first? Hulu.
Yeah.
Hulu did it first. At least that I know of. And I feel like they did it first. And Hulu was the first streaming service to really be like, it was on TV on Monday, but guess what? We have it uploaded on Tuesday. Da, 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 da. And I lived on that for a while. I loved it. And some people really hate the ads, and I can get that. I can get behind it. But if I'm being frank, they don't bug me. Like,
Okay, Frank. Good to know.
If my name was Frank, it wouldn't bug me. So because the Hulu with ads doesn't bug me, I think it's the best bang for your buck.
Okay. You know, Wes, you're going to hate me again. But okay. There's a few streaming services that are, you know, in that $5.99 to $7.99 that still have a pretty good library. You know, the big ones, Netflix and Max and what's the other? There's another one, Disney Plus. I mean, those are probably the big three, and they all run closer to $10 or more. But I think Peacock, because I use it so much. Because I use it so much, and it is $5.99 a month, and here's the kicker, Wes. It includes NBC. For $5.99 a month, you get all the NBC stuff, pretty much. Live sports. That's huge. That's huge, dude. Live Sunday Night Football, live golf, if you're into that. I mean, for $5.99 a month, that is a big bang for your buck, since it's already got a great library.
Are you going to watch the live NASCAR this spring, in the fall?
I will probably not. My runner-up, Wes, is just a really similar vein. It's Paramount Plus, and that is they have CBS, and so you have a $5.99 a month streaming service. Has a pretty good library. I mean, they have the Mission Impossibles. They have pretty much anything with Tom Cruise in it. They had Maverick first when it came out. I don't know why Paramount owns Tom Cruise. It's kind of weird. Maybe there's some Scientologist church thing going on with Paramount.
Maybe his middle tooth came from the mouth.
Anyway, but they've got some good movies, some good shows. They've got Nickelodeon stuff, and they've got CBS, which is big. So
that's my runner-up. So wait, who owns Paramount? Is it CBS?
Comcast? I want to say Comcast.
Does Comcast own CBS?
Let me check.
Comcast owns Xfinity.
Yeah, it's Viacom, Paramount and Viacom. Yeah. So
do they own CBS? I feel like CBS is a big deal.
Yeah, they own CBS.
And so do they also own Nickelodeon? They have to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I didn't know CBS Paramount and Global, were linked.
CBS and Paramount are a partnership. CBS is part of the Paramount conglomerate, which includes various media brands.
Oh. What do you know?
Yep. Warner Bros. Part of it as well, I think. Or no? Am I wrong? I might be wrong.
I don't remember, dude.
Anyway.
I don't think Warner Bros. Because... Yep. Like Looney Tunes and everything is Warner Bros. And it's
Max. Max is where the Warner Bros. Stuff goes. You're right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's where I'm going because the $5.99 and you get free live sports. That's or not free live sports. It's $5.99, but you get live sports with it. Pretty big bang for your buck. So that's what I say.
But I'm still bitter about it. So
and you're really still going with what did you say? Hulu.
Yeah.
Nice.
With $7.99. Ads. Hulu with ads.
Cool. All right. Well, I mean, let me tell you, you're not wrong. That $9.99, especially with ads bundle with Disney Plus, that's a pretty darn good deal right there.
Yeah. So, do you get Disney Plus with ads too? Then, because yeah, I would hate. Yes. I would personally hate that.
You would then have Disney Plus with ads, which is kind of a bummer. All right, now we're moving on to Best for Kids, which this is a category I feel especially educated in because I watch a lot of kids' things.
You do. And we know which network Phineas and Ferb is on.
Yeah, I think this is the first one where we're going to agree, right?
Well, I don't know.
Well, mine's Disney Plus.
go ahead.
They have all the Disney movies, all the best shows except for Avatar The Last Airbender.
Right.
Phineas and Ferb is on there, obviously. They have Bluey, which... low-key one of the best kids shows of this generation, and by kids shows, I mean like under 10, under 8 kind of
Perry even. I heard adults raving about Bluey.
Yeah, so I watched an episode as we were babysitting a kid the other day. It was kind of funny.
Perry, I watched an episode, didn't get it.
Yeah, well, you
did
know
get it.
There's all the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse stuff. All that's on there. That's good quality TV. It doesn't have, you know, some of the biggest shows like Paw Patrol. That's on Paramount Plus, I think.
Well, that's a Nickelodeon show.
Yep. And so, but I've got Disney Plus, and then I've got Paramount Plus as my runner-up because they've got all the Nickelodeon. They've got Paw Patrol. They've got SpongeBob, which my mom didn't let me watch when I was a kid, but that's beside the point.
So, Perry, here's where I'm at. I guess maybe I'm looking through this through the lens as an adult. Maybe that's wrong. I don't know. But if you're going for a streaming service that's best for kids, it depends on how you want to raise your kid.
That's fair.
If you want to raise a Disney baby and put them through good Disney shows like The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody,
Kim Possible, Lilo and Stitch series.
Yeah, all that fun stuff. But a
DuckTales.
A friend of mine had a child. Okay, she had a child.
A child.
And they were out. You know, like the meme of like iPad kids or whatever.
Yes, 100%.
So they were out to eat, and her son. I think he's two. I think. Anyway. He was just finishing up. She was talking to her friend and he was watching like a show on her phone. He was watching the original Scooby-Doo.
Oh, okay. Right on.
And that's like, I was like kind of bold for a 2-year old, I feel like. And so I was like, is he watching Scooby-Doo? And she said, She said, I'm not putting up with any of that dumb kid stuff. He's watching what I watched when I was a kid. She's like, and she's like, we watched the Flintstones, Scooby-Doo, and Tom and Jerry all the time.
Wow.
And yeah,
it's all good stuff.
I was like, you know, I never thought about it like that. So it all depends on how you want to raise your kid. And with that thought, I'm still picking Disney Plus.
Okay. All right. Wow. Where's Scooby-Doo? Is that Netflix right now? Or
all of those. Plus? So the that is the Hanna-Barbera Corporation.
Right.
They're all on Max.
Max owns Hanna-Barbera. Oh, okay. That does. Yeah. Okay. So Max has a little more kids content than we think. But I just think Max has a little more trash, too, than a lot more trash than Disney Plus. I mean, Netflix and Max both have some garbage on there. Anyway.
Netflix does have some, like, kind of solid kid originals, though. Perry, when you were a kid, did your parents ever read you the book Go Dog Go?
I don't recall.
That was my favorite kid's book.
I think they were reading me much more sophisticated literature.
Like what? One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish?
Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe.
Oh, shut up. You didn't know what that meant.
No, they did, but I was a little older. My mom read all those to me.
Okay, so there's a book called Go Dog Go, and it's not by Dr. Seuss, but like the book was made the same way as like every Dr. Seuss book, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And
all the rhymes.
Well, like Netflix made like a multi-season TV show out of that book. And I saw a child watching it one day. I'm like, if I was 2 years old, I would be glued to that TV all the time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's nice. All.
Okay. Great. Awesome. Love to see it. Now we move on to the best for indie film. Another category that I don't know where to go with, but Wes, I went for quantity again, because indie film in my mind, Wes, just means
cheap, stupid,
independent. Literally taking the definition, of independent film. I'm not saying it has to be good, and so quantity wise, I'm going with, I said Amazon Prime, sort of, is what I said. And simply because of the quantity, because just about anything can get picked up on Amazon Prime is how I feel. I think they have just this huge library of cheap independent films that get on there, and you know, Amazon Prime pays almost nothing for them, and they're just on there never watched. So I went with quantity, but honestly, it's probably the Criterion Channel again. That's my runner up. That'd be my guess for the actual answer, but I just can't really say for sure. So I went with Amazon Prime for their quantity.
We don't have any independent filmmakers listening to our show probably, so that's probably good. All the love to those people making independent films that are like, man, this is art. Okay. But I'm not going to watch them.
Yeah.
And for that reason, Perry, I'm going to have to agree with you on the Amazon Prime.
Wow, we're on the same page. Let's go.
Well, just like I don't watch those indie films, I basically don't use Amazon Prime.
Ah, nice. But they have Thursday Night Football, and low-key, Amazon Prime's football broadcast may be the best of all this.
The only reason I would watch their broadcast is for Al Michaels.
Mm.
I love that man. Yeah. That man, I hope he like commentates my wedding or funeral or something.
Yeah, he probably won't. You're going to outlive him as well, I hope.
You don't know.
I don't. I really hope. I really, really hope that he doesn't commentate your funeral unless it's a recording. Anyway,
I am salty that he's not on Sunday Night Football anymore because
he's great.
Because Chris Collinsworth is a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
And Al Michaels made it worth it for me, but is it Mike Tirico? Is that his name now?
Yeah.
He's just like not. He's just not Al Michaels. He's not bad. He's just not Al Michaels.
Yum. Yep.
And Chris Collinsworth is still the same.
Yeah, but I did hear Amazon Prime is getting a playoff game next year.
You know who shouldn't have got a playoff game, Perry?
Peacock.
Stupid.
That was kind of weird. I mean, but at the same time, you pay $6, you watch it. If you want to watch.
Or you don't.
Or you don't.
And like I did.
It definitely feels weird that if that becomes like a normality, then like what they're saying is you can't just have a YouTube TV and watch all the sports you want. You have to have a YouTube TV and have a Peacock and have a Paramount Plus and have an Amazon Prime. Like, I think people want the bundles again. We're getting to that point.
It's just rude is what it is.
There's not enough market share to go around for all the little streamers, and some of them have already combined, and it's happening. So, yeah, anyway,
right. Next.
Move on to the best for scares and only scares, I said. Best. I specified only scares. Nothing else matters.
Well, Perry, I don't like scary anything.
Me neither.
But, so, not only do one... Oh, sorry. I just messed up my computer. Not only, so number one, I don't look for scary things. So I'm not even going to know where they are.
Sure.
But the scariest thing I've watched in the last 4 years was on Netflix.
Okay.
And.
Is that Stranger Things?
No, I actually forget what it was called. It was.
Avalanche Sharks?
No. Wait. Did we watch that?
We did. After watching It. I believe we watched It in theaters, and then we're like,
I didn't watch It.
Let's watch Avalanche Sharks.
I stayed home when you watched It.
Let's watch a dumb horror movie.
I think you and Blake went to watch It.
Okay.
And maybe Blake, TK.
Wow. Yeah, I think
Blake went.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I actively abstained from that.
Yeah. Anyway, yes.
So anyway, now I need to know what it was called. It was a Netflix original, Netflix show about demon.
Yeah, was it House on Something Hill?
No, but that was scary too. Whoa.
Yeah, that original
Midnight. Okay.
Midnight Mass.
Oh.
Same guy who made Haunting of Hill House. Yeah, that one.
So I
and Bly Manor, he made all three.
Haunting of Hill House, a small part, enjoyed Haunting of Hill House, the first season, afterwards, because it was scary. But Midnight Mass, I could not sleep.
Wow.
And it was so edgy, and so for that reason, I'm picking Netflix, because it was there, and that freaked me out. And also Squid Game scared me, too. And that was also on Netflix.
You've honestly kind of convinced me, which almost never happens. I didn't think about that trio of things, but they did take the world by storm. And Stranger Things is kind of a thriller horror kind of thing, right? Or no?
Yeah, it's less horror-y.
Yeah, more just thriller.
And sci-fi. It's more sci-fi.
Sci-fi. Okay. Well, I let the people decide this one and looked to the internet, and it seemed like AMC Plus. Which
I didn't even know they had one.
Yeah, AMC Plus. Can you believe it? How much does that cost? Let's see.
Well, also, why is let's? I'm just gonna yell at every streaming service right now. Stop just calling your thing your name Plus.
Plus, yeah. Seriously, this is like the most okay. Plans are only $5 a month. Not bad, but like it's like they think that they are being clever. I don't know. I know the real reason is if you name it something with the plus now, people will know that it's a streaming service. And it's really all about marketing and like name recognition, and like it's just annoying, man. Be creative. Yeah.
Be creative.
Come on now. All right. So yeah, AMC Plus, from what I saw on the internets, the old Googles, it seems like that's where people go for a lot of horror content. There's a lot of horror stuff on AMC Plus. There also, Wes, is a streaming service specifically for horror only, and it's called Shudder.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Or is it Shudder Plus? It might be Shudder Plus. Shudder. How much does it cost? Let's see. $6.99? Really? Wait, why can't I find... Or did they combine? Oh, they might have combined with AMC Plus. See, there you go. I think it looks like AMC Plus has absorbed Shudder. So there you go. That's another reason why AMC Plus is a good horror service. I'll go Netflix as my runner-up then, because I do agree that trio of horror content took the world by storm. So there you go.
Yeah,
they have a lot more than that too. Best original content, Wes. This one, I think we should be on the same page, more for longevity and than anything else, right?
I don't know. I'm torn.
Oh, are you?
Well, define an original. Are we calling it like... So here's where I'm going with this. Like the Disney Plus originals, where they branched out from Star Wars and Marvel, like those had a stranglehold on my life for the last 2 years. But like, I guess they're not original.
No, those are original. What I'm saying is it's something that was made specifically for the streaming service. Mm. It's not something that it was acquired and then put on the streaming service, because that happens with some films. They'll like
where
buy the
would
put it there.
Okay, my answer, Perry, is going to be Netflix, because they've had the most for the longest.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's Netflix. They had the first ever original, right? It was a House of Cards, I believe. And then Orange is the New Black.
That was a good one.
What's the kind of thrillery one that's had a bunch? Black Mirror. Black Mirror has been big.
Black Mirror was so good. It gave me the heebie-jeebies.
And then, yeah, just tons. They've had tons.
I don't know. I love the Disney Plus originals. I really do. People hate on them sometimes, but I think they're good. But also, I'll give an honorable mention for the streaming service that has an original that has a grip on my life, and that would be Max with House of Dragon.
Ah,
so good.
You're one of those guys.
Yeah, Tanner turned me into a big Game of Thrones guy, and wow, let me tell you, everyone needs to commit to watching it.
Pass.
It was so good. So good.
Okay. All right. I agree with you, Netflix. And I have a runner-up for Apple TV Plus has been probably putting more money these days. They have the deepest pockets, okay? And so I think these days, I mean, it's Apple. They've probably put the most into some of their original content recently, because as a lot of people, maybe people don't know this, but almost every streaming service is taking a loss right now, or at least was taking a loss after COVID. Disney Plus certainly, I believe, still is taking a loss on Disney Plus. And so a lot of streaming services cut back their original content spending after COVID in 2022, 2023. And I think Apple TV Plus is currently the one putting the most money. Them and Amazon Prime, I mean, obviously they're putting a billion into the Lord of the Rings stuff. But I've heard some of those shows on Apple TV Plus are amazing. I haven't watched them myself. I don't actually currently have Apple TV Plus, but I've heard some of those new dramas are really, really good. So, and I love Central Park, from Apple TV Plus. That's a great one. So, all right, we move on to the best for the drama queens. Best for drama queens.
Perry, I think it has to be Netflix.
Really?
Well, they've got Grey's Anatomy. I mean, that's like not to profile, but like that's where all of the 18 to 28 white women go, and that's the show that they're gonna watch is Grey's Anatomy.
I'm surprised you went this direction.
Well, I mean, it's just
yes, Grey's Anatomy, but.
Grey's Anatomy, and like you can find anything else.
Yeah,
I guess Perry, where are you going with the drama queen definition? Because maybe that'll
dramas.
Change my
just dramas. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. That's what I think. I think there's more dramas on there, and all of the like. I guess not all, because that'd be wrong. But like, majority of Netflix originals are dramas in some way, shape, or form. So if you want to, Netflix is the one. That's the one.
My wife loves herself some dramas. Heavy dramas. Not usually my thing. But she watched Station 19 pretty much all the way through. That was on Hulu, but I would guess it's probably also... It's connected to Grey's Anatomy, so it's probably also on Netflix. But I'm kind of going off of perception for this one, too. HBO Max, has... One Tree Hill, which
Hulu also has One Tree Hill.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has all the Game of Thrones super heavy drama.
So
they have what's that one with Zendaya? What's that one? Euphoria?
Oh, Euphoria.
It's Euphoria. Yeah.
People love that one.
And that one, I have not seen it, but it just oozes with drama.
But it's like a teen. Here's the thing.
Isn't like 50 Shades of Grey on Max too?
I don't know.
I mean, I would never watch that because it's pornographic. But it's we'll just say that. But
also, it is what people.
It screams
that
drama.
That girl that was in 50 Shades of Grey is now Madame Web, which I didn't even know was coming out. First,
I've heard the movie was
apparently
almost,
it's
probably
like,
as bad as Morbius.
Apparently, it's one of the worst things ever made.
Yeah.
So her career really took a hit there.
Poor Dakota Johnson.
Yeah. Rip.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm still going with Netflix, Perry.
Okay. Well, I'm going with Max, and my runner-up, Wes, is Showtime.
Oh, who even owns... Is Showtime their own thing? I thought they were like an HBO entity.
They have their own... I think they have their own service.
Is it Showtime Plus? Because that's going to make me
or
vomit.
Maybe it's... Oh, it might just be... Well, let's see. Is it just an add-on for Paramount Plus? Maybe that might not count. Yeah. It's just a Paramount Plus add-on, so maybe that doesn't count. But maybe then Paramount Plus would be my answer. But guess what, Wes? It's $11.99 per month as an add-on. Oof, steep add-on price. Anyway, okay, we move on to the best for weebs.
So I've got two answers, Perry. The best streaming service for the casual weeb, that is going through the gateway animes, is Hulu.
Oh,
there are some extremely solid animes on Hulu. The only problem is, okay, so potential weebs, heed my warning. The only problem with Hulu is that if you are watching a show that is currently like still being produced, if you binge it too fast and you're watching the English dub version, you're going to go through like a couple 6 month waiting periods waiting for the next season you want to be in English. So now there are some shows that you can just, you know, clean through. They're already on there. You're good to go. Like, I think One Piece is on Hulu. I think Hunter x Hunter's on there. And some, if not all, Naruto's on there. A bunch of the Dragon Ball Z stuff is on there. As well as really good animes like My Hero Academia and Attack on Titan. But, like I said, still being produced. So if you binge them too fast, you're going to have to wait a long time. But all the big name ones are on there. But the real answer for the best for weebs is Funimation.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's
well,
where
Wes, what if I told you that Funimation is being absorbed by Crunchyroll?
The audacity.
It's true.
How much is a Funimation / Crunchyroll now, I guess, membership?
I was just on Crunchyroll. So they are different things right now, but I read somewhere that they are moving over to all being, because they're owned by the same people. They're both owned by Sony. Yeah, here it is. I just went to Funimation, and it says Funimation is moving to Crunchyroll. All your anime in one place. Sign into Crunchyroll using your Funimation login. Activate your merged account. Okay, there you go. Okay, and then I go to Crunchyroll. And it was Crunchyroll is like they have like $7.99 for like a base account, and then $9.99 for like your standard account where you can download stuff and have four devices, and then they have like some pro account as well. So it's a pretty basic thing.
Yeah. So what are you picking?
Oh yeah, I was gonna pick Funimation.
Oh,
so Crunchyroll? No, I mean I was gonna pick Crunchyroll because they're absorbing.
But now they're the same.
Yeah, now they're the same. I was gonna pick Crunchyroll, and then I was gonna runner up Netflix. I think they've got a lot of.
Well, I think
good.
I think Netflix, like if it's an anime on Netflix, it's on Crunchyroll / Funimation. Like Crunchyroll and Funimation is the hub.
Okay.
Wouldn't you
so
say
you're
so?
Saying so? What you're saying is there's nothing on Netflix that wouldn't be. I think they have some original content.
Well, if it wasn't made in Japan.
I think they have some original.
Well, if it wasn't made in Japan, it's not anime. and therefore
it might be not, commissioned. Not they could it could be made in Japan, but specifically for Netflix. I think it is Netflix original anime. I knew I was going to say that somehow.
Because the security agent.
Yeah, they definitely have some. Anyway, okay. So yeah, that's where we are. We're in agreement. It's pretty much Crunchyroll or bust, really, for that one, for weebs. Best free service. Have you used any of these, Wes?
What are they?
Like Tubi, Freevee.
No, they piss me off.
Yeah, okay. We can just move the fastest and fast. I've used Freevee a couple times. It's attached to it's attached to Amazon Prime a lot of times. Like you can watch through Amazon Prime. I've heard that Tubi is actually pretty good though, that their interface is pretty good and they have like live TV channels as well somehow. I don't know how that's even possible.
Maybe, but I don't understand really how it works. I guess. I don't know.
Okay, pass on.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to one of your Crunchyroll, favorites.
There's some free stuff you can watch on Crunchyroll, though. So I'm going to give my vote to free Crunchyroll. Unless they're going to go away from that now that they own the world.
Yeah, I don't know if that's still a thing they do. But like, service that shouldn't exist, Wes. Are you going to say Peacock just because of your angst? Or
I would say Peacock because of my angst. But also, I think Amazon Prime needs to go.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Because, Perry, like, if you have, correct me if I'm wrong, because I've been wrong only a handful of times in my life. If you have an Amazon Prime account for your shopping, yes?
Yeah.
Then you have an Amazon Prime Video account, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what drives me up a wall. A movie that I want to see tells me it's on Amazon Prime, and then it says pay $1.99 to watch this movie for whatever, and I'm like, I hate you so much, because it gets my hopes up and then it's not actually there, and bad, absolutely bad. Shame on them, shame on Jeff Bezos. So Amazon Prime needs to go. Stick to your online shopping and get out of my face.
Okay, wow. All right, that's bold. I was going to say another one you've never heard of, Curiosity TV. Have you heard of that?
What's it about?
It's literally Discovery. They have Discovery Plus. Discovery Plus exists, right? And yet they still feel the need to separate and make Curiosity TV, which is a streaming service that is like still like $6 a month.
Okay.
And it's only for educational stuff.
Okay.
So it's literally like, if you want to learn stuff about history and science and whatnot, why don't Discovery TV, you already don't need to exist. You're my runner up, Discovery TV, Discovery Plus. You already don't need to exist. Combine with Curiosity TV into one thing. You don't need to separate it, and then let yourself be absorbed by Paramount Plus, because neither of you need to be exist. I don't know. It's just like, why do they feel like they need to separate it? Because I know people think like, there's market share for me. Like, it's a boom. Everybody's cutting their cables and picking their streaming services. There's not market share for you, because it's not like a price thing. It's not like, okay, this is cheap. We're going to fill up our $25 a month that we're going to spend on streaming so we can slide this one in there. What it is people think like, oh, I can buy two streaming services or whatever, or three. But if you start paying for more than a couple, then people start being like, oh, I don't need to pay for this one. I don't need to pay for this one. Mm-hmm. So it's just bad. It's just bad business, I think. Anyway.
Yeah, get rid of them. Out. Go on, losers. Anyway, go on. Next.
Yeah.
Hate Amazon Prime.
Okay. Great. So we have said Amazon Prime. We've said Curiosity TV, TV, Discovery Plus. I have another category, Wes. I said service that exists only for the bundle. ESPN Plus.
Facts. I don't even know what's on there besides
it doesn't need to exist, because my dad got the bundle through Verizon. There was a deal, whatever. He got it through Verizon. Mm-hmm. And we got the ESPN Plus bundle. And I thought to myself,
so?
Oh, I've got ESPN now. Great. because at some point my dad actually canceled his Xfinity, which is where I was watching all my live sports through that pretty much. Mm-hmm. And so I lost ESPN. And then he got the bundle, and I'm like, okay, great. I can watch ESPN on that. Guess what, Wes?
What?
They do not have the big ESPN channels on ESPN That's Plus.
So dumb.
They only have like obscure games that are games you would never watch. Mm-hmm. And they have some maybe obscure sports even. So if you like that, great. And then they have a few TV shows and documentaries.
That's crazy.
It literally only exists to make people feel like they're getting a good bundle. That is.
And so at one point people are like, oh, I'm getting ESPN Plus for the 30 for 30s. They're all on Hulu.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
There was like the Tom Brady show that was only on ESPN Plus. I forget what it was called. Like Man in the Arena. Something like that.
I mean, there's Peyton's Places. Yeah, I don't know. It's just it truly doesn't exist, Wes. But it's kind of like when you're at a movie theater and you've got a popcorn. You've got a big popcorn, a medium, and a small. And you price your medium so that your small is really small. Then you have a medium one. You price it $1 less than your large one. They're always going to buy the large or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. You know, there's a strategy behind it. I really think it's one of those things where they're like, okay, we're going to make this separate streaming service to include only in the bundle, because I don't think you can get it by itself. Maybe you can.
Probably not. No, I don't know if you... I mean, you probably can. Well, and Perry, here's another thing dumb about ESPN Plus. Sometimes...
Yeah, you can only get it in the bundle, I think.
Well, and like,
oh, no, you can't. No, I'm wrong. Subscribe to ESPN only. Let's see. What does that cost?
Well, Perry, back to my point. ESPN Plus... We'll post articles on the ESPN website and the ESPN app, and it's you can only view them and read them if you have ESPN.
That's
Plus.
True. That is one perk, I think, to ESPN Plus.
No, it makes me mad that it exists.
It does make me mad, but it that is okay. It's literally $11 a month. What?
That's crazy.
Oh my goodness.
So you should only get it if you're getting the bundle.
Yeah, you should only get it if you're getting the bundle because. You can always, those articles that are behind the paywall of ESPN Plus, you can always find the same kind of thing almost always on a free sports news website.
That's crazy.
All right. Well, I have ESPN Plus, but I like almost never use it. So
there you go.
And we're down to our last one, I believe, which is best overall, which I don't really know where to go with this.
I don't know either.
I mean, part of me wants to say, because I don't necessarily have like a favorite. Part of me wants to say Netflix as like the most well-rounded.
So Perry, Netflix is the Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that Disney Plus is the LeBron James. You know, it was the one Netflix paved the way for what the GOAT would be, and then Disney Plus came along and everybody got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cranking out. I mean, Disney Plus cranks out niche originals.
Yeah, not very many anymore. They really cut their budget on originals.
That's because they did bad once or twice. Anyway, but I would tend to agree that as the OG, Netflix gets the nod.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting.
I don't have a Netflix account.
I'm interested to see if someone like Apple TV Plus might make some moves to be in a position to like overtake. Like I said, they have the deepest pockets. Could they acquire some other small things?
Could they
small services, yeah, acquire them and maybe move themselves in a position to to overtake Netflix. I feel like they're the best position for it. I don't think Disney Plus, I think they've kind of backed down from their initial stance. So
well, I think Disney Plus got too excited, they needed to regroup. you know. Also, I didn't watch Loki yet. Oops. Was it good? Do you know?
What, Loki 2? Loki yeah. Season 2? Yeah, it's actually good.
Okay, so I need to do that. Perry, you know what else we didn't mention once? Well, we mentioned YouTube TV one time because all the other streaming services were like, just kidding, you have to have a streaming service to watch your sports.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, YouTube TV, it basically gets you cable/satellite that you would have, you know, if you paid for that. Which is in cable or satellite TV, Perry, prices are insane. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's like $150 a month or something.
Yeah, I think my parents pay like somewhere between 120 and 140. That is ridiculous. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it is crazy the amount of money that people are saving. Like, I never obviously had to pay for cable myself. It was always my dad. But, yeah, just it's one of those things where it's like, wow, I can't believe we did that.
I know. It's so rude. But an honorable mention, Perry, you mentioned the best free service. We talked about the best free service. I don't know. This probably doesn't technically count as free, but I'm counting it as free. Honorable mention to those satellite providers like DirecTV and Dish Network that provide like an alternative streaming option so you can get to your regularly scheduled TV channels when you're not at home, because that has saved my butt on NASCAR races an incredible amount of time.
Yeah, true. Well, NASCAR, there you go. And
big fan.
There was just a big race, what, a couple weeks ago or last week? 2 weeks ago, Daytona?
Well, and Perry, yeah, and guess what? Here's some news that dropped today. Are you ready?
Yes.
Might not mean anything to you. So when you think of the typical NASCAR fan, Perry, what do you think of?
I think of chew, cuss words, tattoos, okay. Alcohol.
And Perry, what kind of entertainment service do you think they're most likely to have? The answer is the satellite TV or cable, right?
Oh, okay, sure.
More rural folk, and that's really what they cling to. Okay. Yeah. NBC, big NBC, had Dale Earnhardt Jr. as a commentator like the last three seasons. Dale Earnhardt Jr., who's like the most beloved NASCAR driver of all time. So you know people are going to tune in just to listen to him because he's retired now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They did not renew his contract for 2024 and 2025. And Amazon has gotten a somewhat unknown deal for NASCAR broadcast, and they picked him up today. So like the NASCAR world is going to end up on a streaming service.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you may then take back what you were saying about Amazon Prime.
No, I'll still hate them.
Ah.
And I'll hate them extra because I'll have to buy it.
You don't have Amazon Prime right now?
Well, no, I do have Amazon Prime. And I can watch Sunday Night Football. So hopefully it's the same drill, right? Okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But still, isn't that crazy? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that they would go that way. But maybe I'm just not with the times.
You're a simpleton. That's what you are.
I'm stuck in my ways.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that our ways, you know, our ways is like we've never even considered getting cable. Like, that's never been a frame of thought. And now even cable companies are moving to streaming only, like DirecTV. You know, DirecTV has DirecTV Stream, which mm-hmm. you can stream all their channels, like YouTube TV, you know?
Yep.
But I wonder what the new normal is going to be in 40 years, you know, when our kids someday are then starting to think about their own, buying their own stuff. I feel like an adult, Wes, because we were mooching off my parents for years, and then just a couple months ago, I think we're still on the introductory 3 months of YouTube TV where they like discounted a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we did Sling TV for a couple months. But like, I finally was like, all right, we've got to actually buy our own streaming service instead of just trying to mooch.
Mm-hmm.
So we're adults now. We're on YouTube TV. That's not a plug. It's fine. It does the job. It gets me my sports. I hear that there's a service coming this fall, maybe, that is simply just the streaming service for sports fans where they put together all the channels that you can watch live sports on. I believe there might be like one channel missing that I watch. Like, it's got ESPN, it's got CBS, I think, mm-hmm. NBC, golf, you know, like channels I need for sports. And it might be only like $40 a month instead of 70, 75 that I pay for YouTube TV. So I'm going to be on the lookout for that because I don't use YouTube TV except for sports. But the problem is I still use it like every night because I'm watching sports.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, Wes. Well, we did it. The streamies. Who is the real winner? Who do we think? The big winner. I think Max may have performed better than I thought. I think Netflix performed about as I thought. You know, it's kind of the original.
Yeah.
And then Peacock got some love from me, not from
and
you.
Hate from me.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And I stand by it.
Yeah. What is your at home favorite streaming service? What do you use most often? Where did we just miss the correct answer? Where did we just like totally miss the ball? Miss the mark? That's what they say. All right.
Yeah, miss the mark is what you want.
Yeah, that's the one. Let us know on the Instagram that we never use, banter_pod. Uh-huh. We haven't posted there in about, 3 months, probably?
7 years.
Anyway, Wes, let's get out of here. Let's get the old outro.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sticking around and listening to our podcast. We hope you had a great time.
So that was cute.
And may your streams be uninterrupted.
Okay.
And from now on, remember to stay hungry.
Stay humble.
And stay hydrated.
Good night, Javon.